Hey there, I'm your good friend Casey, and you are listening to So Here's the Story podcast, where we tell good God stories. We get to look back at our lives and look at parts that maybe didn't look so good, but we realize in retrospect, not only were they good, but God was in it. So listen, grab something to drink, find a comfortable spot, and listen to So Here's the Story podcast. That ever happened, Jesus is the best thing. Listen, man, it's not a serious place here. My name is Casey, and I want to welcome you back to So Here's the Story podcast, or maybe welcome you for the first time. If this is your first time listening, again, I am Casey. I am the primary storyteller here at So Here's the Story podcast. I'm not the only one. I have an amazing group of friends and family, and so you'll get some special episodes with them to sort of hear some of their stories. But what we do here is we tell good God stories. I know you're like, what? If this is your first time listening, yes, good God stories. I believe that God has burdened my heart specifically to help tell and to tell even for myself stories of life that maybe don't always look good, but we can look back and realize that they were good because God was in them. And so I don't know what story you're sitting in right now as you listen, but I want to challenge you to believe that your story is and will be good. And so we kind of use this platform as a reminder of that. I tell some stories are funny, some are sad, some are convicting. There are all kinds of stories. But at the end of the day, my hope is that you hear the God in them. And that as you hear the God in them, that you realize that He is waiting and willing and desirous to be a part of your story. That whatever story you've written for yourself, whatever dream you have, that He not only wants to be a part of it, but He has probably dreamt something even bigger for you. I believe in the Word of God, it says that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. It hasn't even entered the heart of men what God wants to do. Your story is bigger than you think. And so here we just try to capture it to inspire other people to see the good and the God in their story. So one of the things I talk about a lot is purpose. I feel like the first six episodes of this podcast is like purpose over here, purpose over there, purpose in a garden, purpose in a wig. Like it's a lot of purpose, okay? And I feel like there are words that we use sometimes that we just assume that everybody knows what they mean and what we're talking about, but we don't really dive into it. And purpose is one of those, which is sad because a lot of our lives are centered around trying to find our purpose, trying to know what am I supposed to do here in this life? Like so much of our life is centered around the thought of purpose. For it to be such an intangible thing that a lot of us can't quantify. And so I just want to have a conversation about that. This is actually something that I speak about often. I have a teaching on it that I travel sometimes doing called the Purpose Thread. And I thought it would really be of benefit to maybe share it with you. The first thing is, shocker, if you are a believer and if you read the Bible, I'm just going to be honest with you. I was late to the party. I had no idea. I have not found a place in Scripture that talks about your purpose or my purpose. Every place in Scripture that references purpose talks about God's purpose in man, which is already like, like, I thought that I was looking for my purpose, and what I really should be looking for is God's purpose. Really small difference, but I think it's something to really think about. Like, okay, it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to Him, and He gives it to me. He inspires me with it. He burdens me with it to live this life. And so the purpose thread for me is this idea or this imagery that God really placed in my mind based off of the Scripture that talks about that we are called according to His purpose. If you don't know that Scripture, I promise you it's in the Bible. I'm not making this up. It's real. This isn't a made up story. And that word called actually is talking about not what your name is. Like, I'm called Casey. Some people call me Casey J. It's actually more called like summoning, like, hey, come here. Like, hey, you. It's like that, right? So it's like God and you, us, according to His purpose. And so essentially, when God places us in this earth, He places us in this earth with a particular purpose in mind. And then our entire life from beginning to end is Him calling us back to Himself through the avenue or the vehicle of purpose. And so that means that even if we make a left turn over here, we should have made a right, even if we kind of made a circle, even if we've gone around the same thing over and over and over again, if we hang on to God, he will call. I see it almost like a fishing line, like he puts us on. He throws us into this world and reels us back in through the line and the thread of purpose. And so the truth is that, yes, your purpose is here and God has a purpose in you to bless this world and all of those types of things. But the deeper part of that is that your purpose is your connection back to him. It's a point of relationship. And when you start thinking about purpose as a vehicle for relationship, you start to think about it a lot differently. It's not something that we have to kind of put off on our checklist like, yes, I've done it. Purpose fulfilled. You really, until the day that you die, are on this journey of purpose to deeper and more deeply know God and be known by him. And so I think about when I teach about this, we get all the questions like, how do I know what my purpose is? When do I know if I'm in the right lane? How do I know if I'm in the wrong lane? What if I'm 78? What if I'm 93? What if I'm 12? There's all of these questions, right? Because we have this idea that you like figure things out when you're like, you're a kid, and then you go maybe to college or into the workforce, and then you become an adult. And then there's this some secret ceremony that we all go through and we find out what we're supposed to do in life. And then we're doing it until we die. And that No. And so what I really think is it's not just this one thing that we're supposed to be doing. It's more a thread. There are certain things that are tied together through our life that God has purposed for us that bring us into deeper relationship. And so I think about almost like the life of David. So there are certain things that David was born with. He was born with a particular musical ability. It talks about in scripture that basically he was beautiful. He was handsome. He was a nice looking guy. So there are certain things that God already placed in you when he dropped you into this earth that you can do nothing about. You can enhance it. You can steward it well, but there's really nothing you can do about it. There are some things, there are some skills that God just gave you. Some of you are natural peacemakers. It doesn't matter what is going on. You can bring two people together and be like, okay, do you hear what they're saying? Do you hear? Okay. Yeah. You're just a natural peacemaker. I'm not that one. I'm the friend that's like riling you up. I'm working on it. So that is not the gift that God has given me. Some of you are amazing visionaries. You can see something before it ever happens and communicate it with such accuracy that other people see it, even though it's not there. That's not something you even maybe developed on your own. Like you were born that way. You were doing that even when you were a little kid. So a portion of purpose is that God has already given us something that is really, really special that we're born into this world with. But then, just like David, there are certain things that we develop over time. So then he was a shepherd and he was developing this gift that really wasn't exactly what he was supposed to be doing. So sometimes our purpose is something that God gives us when we're born, but sometimes it's a skill that we develop that's then transferable. There's something that we develop maybe in the workforce that then we use for the kingdom. There's something we maybe develop as a kid, as a hobby, but then we can use it in our local church or we can use it in our God-given assignment. And so purpose is something that you could be born with. A portion of that thread can be something you're born with, but maybe it's skills that you picked up along the way, which is beautiful. I started as a teacher. I had no intention of doing ministry. I thought those people were very saved. And I just really did not consider, I don't know what I thought. I thought they ate communion for breakfast. I don't know. But I just was like, not me. Do not sign me up. So I did what most people do. I served the church on the side and then I had a regular job, right? But as I look back on my life right now, I see how God was developing the teacher in me to teach the things of God. And so I've gone to school, I have degrees, I have all of these things that now I'm able to use in the life that I live now. Literally 100% all I do is ministry. Some of it is on a platform, some of it isn't, but all I literally do is tell stories about God. But a portion of that skill was developed in college. A portion of that skill was developed at my regular job. And so it's not just this one thing, it's the thread that's going together that makes it happen. And so it's things that you're born with, it's things that you develop over time. But then there's also the truth that you have an answer to this world's problem. There is something that you have on the inside of you that God has placed there that is of value to this world. And so you are meeting a need that you may not even know yet. Who would have storytelling I was like, that is not a job. Like, that is what Dr. Seuss did. And I'm not, well, I mean, he, well, technically, Dr. Seuss had bread, huh? Okay. Maybe that wasn't a good argument. But I just didn't see it as a real thing. I'm trying to tell you, I've always told stories. It's always been the medium by which I communicate. I'm on a group chat like, you would not believe what happened today. Like, that has always been me. And if I wasn't careful, I would just think that that's some just random skill that I have. But it really is a part of the thread of purpose in my life. And so if you are lost, if you're like, hey, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what's happening. I would really, really advise you to pray, seek the Spirit of God, and start to look for not this one thing. Because I feel like we like put all of our stock in this one thing, but really start to identify the thread. What are things that you realize are a thread in your life that God is in? And the truth is, and he said it in scripture with David, he said that after David had fulfilled God's purpose on the earth, he took his last breath. So I could care less if you are listening or watching this and you are 99 years old. It is not too late. It is not over. One of the most heartbreaking conversations I've ever had, I taught about this, the longer version about purpose thread at this women's conference. So we had girls as young as probably like 17, 18, and some older ladies who were in their 80s. And I felt the Holy Spirit saying, hey, do an altar call. And I was like, this is not this kind of party. Like, altar calls are for Sunday. What are you talking about? And literally what the Holy Spirit asked me to do was to speak to people who felt like it was too late. And the number of mothers and grandmothers and people who had lived their life and maybe they were retired that came weeping to this made up altar. And I was like, but your word says that David did it until he took his last breath. So where do we get this story that like at 45, if you ain't got it, good luck. God bless you. And so honestly, the heart for this is not just to give you context to purpose, but to give you hope for purpose. You are not too late. You are not behind. It is not over. I don't care how many wrong turns you've made, how many opportunities to do it right and it happened wrong. I don't care how many times that's happened. God is calling you back to him through purpose. And until we are with him, that thread is still available to you. Maybe you've dropped it. Maybe you've let go. Maybe you've kind of been like, I can't figure it out. Go back to it. The thread is still there from the moment that you were dropped into this earth to the moment that you take your last breath. There is a tie of that. And for me, a lot of it is wrapped up in the story of my life. Share your story. Sometimes even when you say it out loud, you start to see God in it. And you're like all in your head, like, I'm not sure. And you start kind of flushing it out loud and you'll start to see God in this chapter. You'll see God in this chapter. You'll see God in this turn and you'll start to see that connection. And I'm praying that for you, man. Purpose is a heavy thing. And it has been the source of a lot of people's deepest pain, a lot of people's deepest misunderstanding, a lot of people's deepest hurt, not knowing what they're here for, not knowing if they're here for anything. And so I just want to tell you today that what you're here for is relationship with God, that he wants to know you, he wants to be known by you, and that all of your life in pursuit of that relationship is purposeful. Don't be discouraged if you haven't found your thing. I've had 1,000 different things. I've had all kinds of things. But from this purview, I can look back at it and see, okay, God was in that. God was in that. God was in that. You're watching the fruit of a purpose thread. You're listening to the fruit of a purpose thread. That's what this is. And there is nothing special about me. This isn't because I have some special, the special sauce is literally just obedience and asking God, what would he want to do with my life? And so then you have the same opportunity, the same ability to do the same thing. So I'm praying that for you, man. I pray that the clarity of God's purpose find you, that your eyes be open to it, that you can look and see the purpose of God in your life. I promise you it's not as far as you think. So until next time, I'm Casey. You have been listening to So Here's the Story podcast, and I know that God is going to make a good God story out of your life too. See you soon. Thank you for listening to this episode of So Here's the Story podcast. It's our prayer that something that was said reminds you of the good and the God in your own story. If you heard something that maybe you want to share with a friend, do share it. Share this story with everyone that you know, everyone that you love, especially those that can be impacted by hearing a good God story in their own life. In fact, we love to hear your story. So leave us a comment. If you're listening to this on Spotify or if you're listening to it on Anchor, you can even leave us a voicemail. And maybe on the next episode, we'll hear your story. Until then, please follow us so you'll know the next time we're posting the next episode of So Here's the Story podcast. See you soon.